Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. Your Peugeot car or van might benefit from a free software upgrade. For more information and to find out if this applies to your vehicle, call the lads in Slattery's Garage, puck on 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.
Thanks, Pat, and welcome back to the final hour of Tip Today. Lots in on our discussion about what's been happening in Cashel over the last while, and it's something we will get back to again during the week. But thank you for all of the text and WhatsApp this morning, and some other horror stories coming in about people's experiences even at some of these outlets. All right, then, it is time for this.
Tipperary Women in Business on Tip FM. Funded by Commissioner Naman with the television licence fee. Tipperary's
Tip FM. Now, for this week's Women in Business, I'm glad to be joined by Gillian Tobin. And Gillian is a lady who's involved in sustainable jewellery. She's brought in some examples and it's absolutely gorgeous. Gillian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran.
And thanks very much indeed for coming in to us today and bringing in your wares, so to speak.
Yes.
And we'll speak about them in just a moment because they're absolutely impressive and beautiful.
Thank you.
You're originally from Clonmel.
Originally from Clonmel. Yeah. Gubbins would have been my surname. My parents would have had a coffee shop in the 80s and early 90s.
Whereabouts?
In Mitchell Street. It was called the Salad Bowl.
Right.
And then they moved up across from Peter and Paul's Church. So Dad used to make everything. He used to go in at 4:30 in the morning, all the breads and scones. And my mother, Jo, then was out the front.
Right. So business is in the family, I
suppose.
Guess.
So, yeah. So it was, fun. Good.
So tell me about you then and how you ended up doing what you're doing. What's your own background?
My background, I suppose, would have been after my Leaving Cert, I did a PLC course in Clonmel in the Mall, and it would have been an art portfolio course to get into art college, which I did. I got into Crawford down in Cork, studied there for a few years. Left there, I suppose, fell into the workplace, manufacturing, retail, that sort of thing.
Yes.
So art was put aside for a long time. You know, it just sort of, I didn't have time, bills needed to be paid, you know, that sort of thing. I suppose I've always stayed a little bit creative in the fact that I'd always draw or paint or, you know, there was always something I was doing just as a hobby and that. And it was when my daughter went to school, she's 18 now, so when she started school in Rose Green, she was maybe 5. I sort of took a look at myself and I said, what do I want to do? And I said, I'd love to go back to being creative. So I went back to the Mall in Clonmel and they were running a jewellery design and metalsmithing course and I fell in love. I just fell
in love. That was for you.
It was for me. I was so happy. I guess from there, then I ended up back in retail. Again, bills needed to be paid. Yeah. And then when my second child was born, I kind of sat down and went, no, this is me. This is me full time. I need to get into this full time. So I started in maybe 2017, 2018. I was making box frames, you know, personalised frames. So weddings, christenings, but I'd make my own design in it. Like, so I would use a lot of buttons and crystals and fabric and things like that. And then COVID hit and all these celebrations and parties and events were gone. So I had to kind of look at the business and go, do you stop? Is this it? I was like, no, this can't be it. And I look back to when I was happiest and I was happy with the jewellery. And I would have had a lot of, you know, the findings, the materials, you know, in the studio. I would have already had a lot of the materials I needed. So then that's when the jewellery came about.
And of course, your jewellery had to stand out because there's so much stuff out there. So you had to find your own path, I guess,
Jillian.
I did,
definitely, yeah. And there's a lot of amazing creators, makers in Ireland, in Tipperary even. But I think for me, I really wanted to do something sustainable.
Yes.
And again, it was using what I already had to utilise what was in front of me, what, you know, buy in as not as, only what I needed. And I was already using mussel shells in framed kind of art, I suppose. And then I kind of took a look at them and the natural shape of them. And I thought they'd be a lovely earring. And then I started to play with them and I came up with these guys.
And I'm looking at them here in front. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
I mean, really, really gorgeous. Thank you. But you obviously had to find a way of turning them into an earring as well. And what about that? What did you look to?
I looked to, well, firstly, could they handle a drill?
Yes. Because
drill the hole. They're amazingly strong. I get that a lot when I go to markets. People are, you know, are they very fragile and whatnot? And they really can take a hammering, like, so to speak. And then I layer the fabric and there's varnish and layers. So I've toughened it up then as well.
Yes. Tell us about the fabric, though.
The fabric, some of the fabric I get is from charity shops. Mm. So I would go into charity shops locally. I would see a top with a print, dress, whatever, and take it home, cut it up. There's nothing safe in my house. and whatever works. And I love colour. I don't normally wear a lot of colour, so I love to wear the colour in my jewellery. So, yeah. That's kind of where initially it started. But then I started to feel sort of restricted because muscle shells are muscle shells. Mm, mm. They do come in various sizes, but their shape is their shape.
Yes.
And so I started to play with fabric because you can have a lot more freedom with, you know, what way you're going to cut it, which led me then to leather then as well. So we've got kind of the leather and the fabric ones as well.
This might be difficult, so we'll put some photographs up if that's okay for you, with you a little bit later on, because people might find it hard to get their head around how you can use fabric and material in earrings.
It took months to figure that one out, because if you picture the top that you're wearing, it's light, it's very, you know, so I needed a way to firm it up to even begin to handle it. So many months I ended up finding a particular, it's like a glue and it stiffens the fabric, which makes it a lot easier to hold. And then when you go to cut it, it stops it from fraying, which is also good. But it also makes it waterproof, which again, in our climate, you know, you need to kind of have that. So that's kind of where I came about
with
those.
And I don't know an awful lot about jewellery, but I would imagine that makes you unique, because I don't know of anybody else who's doing this.
I when I start to make something from, we'll say, even I showed you some sketches there, I go into my own little world.
Yes.
And I know what I want to do, but it's just to figure out how to do it. And like I said, over the last, I suppose, you know, year, 2 years, I've really started to kind of figure that out. But it took time.
Yes.
Because I didn't know anyone else who was doing this. I hadn't a clue where I was. You know, I knew where I wanted to go with it, but how do I get there? So with a lot of trial and error.
This is all the artistic creative stuff then. Yeah. But now, come to the business, because you have to sell your products.
Got to get out there.
So how does that work?
So that works. I do a lot of markets, which is, they're fantastic. Especially, it gets very lonely at home. You're on your own. Anybody working from home, I'm sure, can relate to that. So the markets, you know, have, you know, so many uses for me.
Yeah.
Not just sales, but
it's sociable.
You get a lot of feedback then as well from people.
Yeah.
So I trade regularly in Mountain View in Kilkenny. It's just outside Ballyhale on Sundays. That's a fabulous market. You could have anywhere from 80 to 90 stalls up there on a weekend, and amazing food as well, and loads for kids. Another one I'd love to mention, it's fantastic, it's in Holy Cross, and that's the last Saturday of every month, and there's Jur up there and a load of volunteers, and they are amazing people. So the last Saturday of every month, it's lovely. I do Ballymaloe, the Christmas market.
All right.
That's every November. There's such a buzz, wonderful atmosphere down there. And I was invited last year to go to the Galway Oyster Festival. Someone obviously saw me online with the shells
with the
and bits
shells,
and whatnot.
Yeah.
So that was a right experience. So, yeah, and managed to bag myself a load of oyster shells for trinket dishes and things up there too.
You have a new outlet in Care as well, isn't
it? I do. The lovely Jen from Healthy House in Care, she has just moved her business from the square in Care. She's now over the River House Cafe. And I met with her recently, and she fell in love with the pieces. And so yesterday I went over with a huge selection. She currently has the biggest selection in shops right. in the country
so
right now.
So people want to see what it is yeah. you're about. Drop in there.
Drop in to yeah. Jen upstairs there. And yeah, I also sell in Waterford. There's a shop called the Magpie Collective. They're down in the Viking Triangle. And I'm in the gift shop in the Hunt Museum in Limerick. Do really well there, actually.
Very
the
good.
Tourists love the kind of idea,
I suppose. It's a beautiful place too, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. I love the Hunt Museum. Yeah. Love it.
What about you opening an outlet for yourself? Is that in the plan?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would love that.
Right.
I would love that.
Right. And are you looking at places?
Not yet.
Yes. Okay.
Not maybe there yet, yeah. but that would be the dream. Yes.
And will you go past earrings? And stuff. I mean, are you looking at pendants? Are you
just recently started to do all that as well.
Yeah.
So I know now it's not great for radio, but I have I have a website as well, Fran.
Okay.
So you'll see that this is kind of the metal and leather collection. So they're actually little pieces of Italian leather inside in there. Leather comes in such amazing patterns and... You know, it's not just what, you know, we all consider.
Yeah, I wish
you
people
know.
Could see this because it's so gorgeous and colourful and all
They're
of that,
unbelievable. Yeah. And, but yeah, it makes it a lot easier than when you've got sort of the metal background and then you're kind of inlaying the leather into them. So, yes, I have necklaces, bracelets, rings. Yes.
And what about the rings? How does that work with?
They're bezel. They're called. So what they basically are is they're sort of little circular rings, and they're all adjustable. Jen has quite a selection of them in Care.
Right.
And you cut out the piece of leather, and you're inlaying it again inside in the kind of the bezel.
Very fashionable. So,
But what I started off doing, especially with the leather, I was like hand hammering it out, which I ended up doing a lot of damage to my elbow. So after they're just in, I did quite well in the markets in the run up to Christmas. So I set aside some money, and what I have now is a hand press.
Oh, very good.
So they're basically, I have a wide variety of shapes that I can actually, they're like little cookie cutters almost.
It's fantastic. And you know what's really lovely is that you speak about it with such passion and love for it and all of that.
I do.
And isn't that brilliant to be doing something that you absolutely love to
do? It really, really is. I drive my poor husband Mark mad. I feel if a day goes by that I don't do something or create even just something small because I have all these ideas in my head that I kind of try to translate into paper. But even sometimes I can't get them onto paper. I have to just go in and go,
In fairness, you brought in the original drawings, I suppose.
Yes.
So, you know, you have a concept, you develop that, and then you go on. What about being a woman in business? Because I like to ask this of all of the participants in the piece, Gillian.
Yeah.
Is it tough being a woman in business? Is it particularly tough to be a woman in business?
I don't think so. For me, I'm very lucky in the fact that, and a lot of the markets I do, they're big markets. I'm surrounded by these women, and they are vastly women. They're so, so talented, from jewellery makers to candle makers to, you know, people in textiles and artists. And it's dominantly women. And there's a wonderful community, you know, behind these.
And supporting each other.
That's the thing. I think it's that whole thing that it's... not competition, it's community, like. And I really do feel, and I'm genuine about that, that it's they're great places to be, surrounded by these women. They're unbelievable, and the knowledge that they, like, if they're further on than you, that they will pass down to you or advise you, or, you know, who you should talk to, or, you know, information about LEOs and things like that. They're unbelievable, yeah.
And that whole market tradition, is that something that we could develop more in this country?
Definitely.
We see it very active in other countries, you know.
It's such a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I know, like, the weather does play a bit of part in it, because I'm lucky enough, we go camping to France most summers, and you see down to the tiniest village, these huge markets, these people show up, and in the colours and the smells, they're incredible. Like I mentioned, Holy Cross, it's fabulous, but I would love to see more people go. I would, you know, and there's wonderful traders, local makers, everyone coming out. And it's a long day, you know, now, you know what I mean? From, you're getting up super early. Like, I know when I go to Kilkenny on a Sunday morning, like, we're up at 6, we're on the road for 7. And you're trading till four. And then, you know, we're very lucky they sort of have like barns for us to be in. And then there's other times then where you're outside and you're fighting the elements with your gazebo. And yeah, but you do it. It's not easy, but... You know, it's...
I'd say you're a people person, are you?
Very much so.
Yeah, okay. So you're chatting to all the people that come along.
Yeah. Like I said, especially from being at home and you're on your own.
Yeah,
and you're
of
like,
course,
you know, and you're constantly questioning yourself, am I doing it right? You know, will anyone like these? You know, and then you go out and you get to talk to people and they're just, you know, you meet some really good people. And
Who is buying your jewellery? And by that I mean, what age bracket are we talking about? Or is it right across the board?
Right across the board. So, yeah, so I have an 18-year-old daughter and, you know, for her debs, she came to me and wanted, you know, some kind of white earrings, yeah. Fair play to her. Right up to my mother, Joe, we won't say how old Joe is, she'll kill me.
Hello, Joe.
So she was like looking for kind of the smaller ones. So I think, again, I think the mussel shells are bright, they're bold, they're big, you know, which is great if you're into that. And they're super lightweight as well, obviously. So,
But the other ones are very subtle.
The other ones
shells,
then, that's the thing. So lovely, like, yeah, exactly. I wanted to create something for everybody that like you literally can look. Anybody can wear these. Yeah. Anybody, yeah.
And with anything too. I mean, I could see them being very dressy, but also they're funky enough to be wearing during the day.
Absolutely.
And just, it's great. It's good. Absolutely fantastic. If people want to go online and have a look.
So the website is www.gilliegggdesigns.com. So I have everything on there. As I mentioned, there's Jen and Care. There's the Magpie Collective in Waterford, the Hunt Museum in Limerick, Shoes Cottage as well. Actually, they have a few pieces, I think, down in Clonmel. I do workshops as well, Fran.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
As to how to make jewelry,
as to how to make them, yeah, exactly.
Where do you do that?
The most recent one was in the library in Cashel and the community hall in Rose Green, which is kind of around the corner from me, which is super handy. But so I bring the hand press and everyone gets a go of it. There's videos on the social media. So it's Gilly GG Designs if you're on Instagram or Facebook. So yeah, everybody gets to kind of, you know, pick. There's a lot of freedom in those as well.
Of course,
so pick what you want to do. And
It's funny. Do you know what I love is the big shell? Ali was making the point we used to use them years ago as ashtrays. But what would you use that for now? Is that just a little decorative piece?
I think that's super. On its own, it is.
It's
but
just gorgeous,
I have one on my locker and one at the kitchen sink. So trinket dishes. That's what I kind of, you know, would market them as.
But so to me, that really shows you're the real deal with the paint, the design on that. It's just gorgeous. Like,
that is. And as with the earrings. So any fabric and paint you see on these, I can transfer onto the trinket dishes then as well. So there's a huge selection.
Right.
But they're handy for, just your jewellery, your keys. Some people keep crystals in them as well. So they're just a nice little feature.
Just gorgeous. Yeah. Go online and have a look. Gillian, it's a real pleasure today. Thanks for being part of our Women in Business series. Lovely
Thanks
to see you.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
Thanks very much indeed. And I hope we'll see you again.
Hope so.
Thanks very much. Gillian Tobin there with her GG Designs, and we wish her the very best. It's 11:23. We'll take a break, back with more.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.